إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسلوا أفواهكم بالصلاة على رسول الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to stray, then there is no one to guide aright. Inshallah, yawm al-ithnain yabda shahr Ramadan al-kareem, fanasa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yubalighana Ramadan, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. So inshallah, on Monday will be the first day of Ramadan. The night before, which is Sunday night, the night before Monday will be the first night of Taraweeh. Isha Salah will be at 10:30, and Iqama for Fajr will be at 4:30 every day throughout Ramadan. So Isha Iqama throughout Ramadan will be 10:30, and Iqama for Fajr will be 4:30 here in the Masjid, inshallah. طبعاً اللي الصيام هو من أفضل الأعمال ومن أفضل القربات إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. ذكرنا في الحديث في المرة الماضية استثمار الأوقات الفاضلة، أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سئل عن أفضل الأعمال قال عليك بالصيام فإنه لا عدل له. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about the best acts or the best عبادات that please Allah سبحانه وتعالى، he said fast, because fasting has no equal in reward. So I'm going to start off with this beautiful hadith عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نعرف قيمة الصيام. في حديث رواه طلحة ابن عبيد الله، والحديث في مسند الإمام أحمد، هو من أفضل الحديث اللي نسمعه عن شهر رمضان. فيقول طلحة ابن عبيد الله: أسلم رجلان من قضاعة، في رجلين من قبيلة اسمها قضاعة أسلم مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبعد عدة سنوات مات أحدهما شهيدا، الأول مات شهيد، والثاني ظل عاما بعده، يعني عاش سنة أكثر منه، ثم مات يعني موتة طبيعية. فأقول طلحة بن عبيد الله وهو نائم: عرضت علي الجنة، فرأيت الذي مات آخرا، اللي هو مات متأخر سنة عن الأول، رأيته دخل الجنة قبل الشهيد. فقال: لما صليت الفجر ذكرت ذلك إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كما ذكرت الحديث صحيح في مسند الإمام أحمد وله عدة روايات. فقال: فلما عرضت ذلك على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قلت: كيف إن اللي مات الثاني يدخل الجنة قبل الشهيد اللي هو مات قبله بسنة؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الثاني: أوليس قد صام رمضان، يعني صام رمضان زيادة عن الأول، أوليس قد صلى كذا وكذا، يعني 1800 صلاة، عندك 5 صلوات في اليوم، وعندك في الشهر 30 يوم، في 12 شهر في السنة 1600 أو 1800 صلاة، وعد بقى صلوات السنن وكذا. وفي رواية في ابن حبان يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الفرق بين الثاني اللي هو صام رمضان وصلى أكثر من الأول الذي مات شهيدا، فإنما بينهما كما بين السماء والأرض في الجنة، ده تحت وده فوق. ف I'm going to start with this beautiful hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's an authentic hadith in Musnad of Imam Ahmad, and there are different narrations of the hadith. So I'm going to give you the short version. So Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu said that two men from the tribe of Qudaa accepted Islam on the same day. And a few years later, the first one of them died as a shaheed. He passed away, you know, as a martyr. Which is a great thing in Islam, defending his faith and defending his country. Then he said the second one of them passed away a year after. Then he said, one night in my sleep I saw this dream, and I saw the second one of them who died on his bed going to Jannah before the one who passed away as a martyr. So he said, first thing in the morning I prayed Fajr with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I asked him, I said, okay, why is it so that the one who died a year after was taken to Jannah ahead of the one who passed away a year before as a martyr? So the Prophet ﷺ said, isn't the second one, or didn't the second one fast an extra Ramadan than the first one? Didn't the second one pray 1,800 salawat more than the first one who died as a shaheed? In another narration in Ibn Hibban, the Prophet ﷺ said, the distance between the one who fasted Ramadan and prayed more, 1 year more, than the one who died as a shaheed is like the distance between the heavens and the earth. So subhanAllah, this is a beautiful hadith that shows you the excellence of the month of Ramadan. The problem is, العبادات المختلفة بنرتب لها وبنستعد. إنما صيام رمضان معظم الناس لا تستعد أبدا. يعني مثلا واحد هيدخل الإسلام بيعمل إيه؟ بياخد غسل وبيروح ويشهد وينطق بالشهادة، في استعداد. الصلاة بتتوضأ قبلها. عاوز تعمل تحج بتجيب فيزا وبتتذكر طيران وبتحجز الفندق، استعدادات، تمام؟ بالنسبة للزكاة بتقعد تحسب بقى الحال عليه الحول وبلغ النصاب وتعمل الكالكوليشنز إنما الصيام أول ما رمضان يجي خلاص بتصوم. هل في استعداد؟ ما فيش. So a lot of people don't get ready for the month of Ramadan, which is totally different from the different acts of worship in Islam. So for example, if we look at the five pillars of Islam, Shahada, when someone wants to take Shahada, they take a shower, they come before the Imam, witnesses, so there are preparations for Shahada. Salah, you make wudu, you get ready, you go to the masjid for Jama'ah, or you pray with your family, there are preparations. For Zakah, you calculate how much do I have, how much do I need to make given Zakah, what are the kinds of properties or money I have, and so on and so forth. So you make preparation. And who am I going to give the money to? Am I going to give it here in the masjid, or send it back home, or give it to them? You make preparations. Hajj is the same thing. You buy your tickets, you get a visa, you reserve in the hotel, and so on and so forth. You buy the ihram clothes. So there are preparations. But for Ramadan, most people, no preparations whatsoever. So what do you need to do? You need to prepare yourself psychologically and mentally to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain hasanat, and also educate yourself about what is halal and what is haram in the month of Ramadan. عندنا مطرب الأجيال اسمه شعبان عبد الرحيم بيقول لك من أول يناير هبطل السجاير ومش كلام فارغ، تمام؟ فاحنا المفروض من أول رمضان تبدأ بداية جديدة مع الله سبحانه وتعالى، تقول إن أنا لو ما أقطع إخواتي هكلمهم، لو ما بطلعش الزكاة هطلعها، لو ما بصليش في الوقت هصلي في الوقت، لو بغتاب الناس خلاص هتوقف، يعني تكون إنسان جديد مع الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الشهر. So one of the things you need to do in this month is you start a new page with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't pray on time, this is the time to start praying on time. If you don't talk to your brother or sister or parents at home, you need to call them in Ramadan, check on them, how are you doing, is there anything I can do for you, and so on and so forth. If you talk about people behind their backs and you are going to lose some hasanat in Ramadan, you need to stop. So you start a new page with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month. And also we need to learn about what is halal and what is haram in the month of Ramadan. A lot of people, they make mistakes in Ramadan which detracts from the reward of the fasting, but they don't know. So we need to know all these things. Also, our new Muslim brothers and sisters, you know, they study, they read a book, they don't know the ruling. So one example, there was a sister in Greenville, South Carolina. I was an imam in a nearby masjid. So I visited their masjid one time, and she said, I have a question. I gave a talk, she said, I have a question. I said, okay, no problem, fire away. She said, I have been Muslim for 2-3 years, and in the last 2-3 Ramadans, I wake up in the morning, as the book says, they gave her a book, how to become a Muslim. So I eat a meal in the morning, and at sunset, khalas, I eat. So I eat in the morning, I stop, then at sunset, khalas, I eat. So I said, okay, what do you precisely do when you wake up in the morning? She says, I wake up in the morning, I eat a good meal, biryani. The doctor says, you have one fruit, so I eat a watermelon, okay? Then I continue till Maghrib. I said, okay, my question is, what time do you wake up in the morning and eat? She says, depends, sometimes 10 in the morning, sometimes 11, sometimes 12. I said, no. The book is okay, but your understanding is wrong. It's not like you wake up any time you want, right? No, you wake up before Fajr. She didn't know. And the ruling in Islam, she doesn't have to make up the 2-3 Ramadans because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني, لا يحاسب الناس بالجهل. Ignorance is an excuse in Islam. Allah will forgive you. But if you have the chance to learn, you shouldn't delay, right? في الفقه بيقولوا بيسر الحكم من وقت العلم. So once you know the ruling, you have to apply. And so on and so forth. So what do we need to learn about the month? I'm going to give some fiqh rulings so all of us are on the same page on what is permissible and what is not permissible in Ramadan. We need to realize when you fast in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you to stop some halal things during the day of Ramadan. Because eating, drinking, being with your wife or husband is halal outside the day of Ramadan, but it's haram during the day. So if He is asking you not to do something halal outside Ramadan, what about the things that are haram all year long? Like backbiting and stealing and lying? Of course, they are also forbidden in the month of Ramadan. Because some people, they fast, but they lie. They pray, but they cheat. Right? So we need to keep this in our minds, inshallah. And throughout the month of Ramadan, we'll talk about these different things. في حكمين بيتعلقوا بشهر رمضان. الأول الأمور اللي بتفسد الصيام وتقتضي القضاء إنك بتصوم اليوم تاني. وفي أمور بتقتضي إنك بتفطر اليوم وفي كفار يعني بتقضي اليوم وعليه كفارة زيادة. فالأمور اللي بتفسد الصيام وتقضي القضاء إنك بتصوم يوم تاني مكانه من أكل أو شرب متعمدا ومن تقيأ عمدا. والأخت اللي عندها حيض أو نفاس إذا نزل عليها دم الحيض أو دم النفاس بيبطل الصيام وعليها القضاء بعد رمضان. فهذه الأمور اللي بتقتضي القضاء بعد رمضان. So some of the rulings that if you do one of the three things in the month of Ramadan during the day, you have to make up the day or the days after Ramadan. There is no question. So the first thing, if you eat or drink intentionally, like third day of Ramadan, seventh day of Ramadan, you know it is Ramadan, oh, I don't care, you eat and drink. You have to make up the day after Ramadan, right? And it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either to accept your fasting or not, because this is a very serious thing. You can't just eat or drink anytime you want during the day of Ramadan. إنما النسيان معروف إن في أول يوم تاني يوم في رمضان بعض الناس بتنسى وبيأكل وبيشرب ناسيا. فأقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث في البخاري ومسلم من نسي وأكل أو شرب وهو صائم فليتم صومه فإنما أطعمه الله وسقى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if you are fasting and you eat or drink by mistake, you don't know, and this happens a lot the first day, second day of Ramadan, you eat or drink by mistake, خلاص, Allah, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, just continue your fasting. It is Allah who gave you to eat or drink, but continue your fasting. Your fasting is acceptable. I remember a few years ago, I was in Edmonton, and you know the days in Edmonton are very long, it's very humid, and it's very hot. So one brother, his name is Muhammad, mashallah, very big, mashallah, his arm was bigger than me, very big guy, right? So he came to me the first day of Ramadan around Asr time, and he was terrified, right? He came to me and he said, I said, what happened? What did I do wrong? He said, no, it's not about you. He said, it's the first day of Ramadan. I came home. My family was not there. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I opened the fridge. And he ate everything in the fridge, shelf by shelf. Like half a chicken, he finished it. Plate of biryani, he finished it. Fruits, finished. Juice, finished. All the good things, mashallah. Turkish Delight, finished. Everything. Then he remembered, like 2 hours after eating, like he was eating, sitting there eating for 2 hours, then, oh, subhanAllah, today is the first day of Ramadan. He came to me terrified, and I said, I reminded him of the hadith I just cited, you ate and drank by mistake, halas, continue your fasting, Allah will forgive you, but don't do it every day, because now it's intentional. The second thing that requires making up the day after Ramadan, if someone throws up intentionally. Do people throw up intentionally? Yes. There is this medical condition where people like Princess Diana and Paris Hilton, they love food, right? So they like to eat, but they don't want to gain weight and go and walk on the treadmill like an hour every day. So what they do, they eat all the food they love And after they finish, they just stick their finger in their throat and they throw up. It's a medical condition. People do it. So the Prophet ﷺ says, "من ذرعه القيء فلا قضاء عليه ومن استقاء عمدا فليقضي." Hadith في صحيح الترمذي. So the Prophet ﷺ says in this authentic hadith, whoever throws up intentionally during the day of Ramadan, they need to make up the day after Ramadan. But if they throw up unintentionally, like something happened, whatever, it happens that people throw up unintentionally, right? You can't control it. And if this is the case, you don't have to make up the day after Ramadan. الحالة الثالثة هي حالة الحيض والنفاس في نهار رمضان. حتى ولو دقيقة واحدة قبل الأذان. بيبطل الصوم والأخت عليها القضاء بعد رمضان. So, if a sister starts her cycle any time during the day of Ramadan, even 1 or 2 minutes before Adhan for Maghrib, she has to make up the day after Ramadan. And if she gives birth during the day of Ramadan, she has to make up the days after Ramadan. There are some details that we'll get into, inshallah, shortly. The problem is, some sisters, and I know in some villages, somewhere, I met some sisters, and they say that they didn't know that when they have their monthly cycle, they have to make up the days. They just fast like everyone else, but their fasting is not valid. Some new sisters, when they hit puberty, عند البلوغ, الأخت مثلا بيكون عندها 12 سنة, 13 سنة بتبلغ, بيكون عندها حياء إنها تحكي لأسرتها وكذا, فبتصوم وما بتحكيش لحد, والصيام غير صحيح أصلا. So some young sisters, at the age of 12, 13, more or less, when they start their monthly cycle, they hit puberty, and they have this haya, they are shy to tell their mothers. So what they do, if they see them eating or drinking, they know, oh, what's wrong with you. But they, what do? They fast, thinking that their fasting is acceptable. And the fact is, their fasting is not acceptable. They have to make up the days after Ramadan. So these are the three conditions, or the three things that nullify or invalidate the fasting, and the person need to make up the day after Ramadan. There is another case where the fasting is not valid. You have to make up this day, and there is a kafara, a penalty for breaking the fast. And this is one case, if someone has a relationship, someone has intercourse with their husband or wife during the day of Ramadan. الدليل في البخاري ومسلم. جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, والرجل قال, يعني يا رسول الله هلكت. قال وما أهلك؟ قال وقعت على امرأتي في رمضان. مش الكعب اللي وقع عليها, لا, الوقاع هو الجماع. فقال وقعت على زوجتي في نهار رمضان. وهنشوف الأدب النبوي للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف صححه وكيف يسر الأمور. فقال, يعني جمعت زوجتك في نهار رمضان, طيب هل تستطيع أنك تعتق يعني رقبة, تجيب واحد عبد كده وتطلقه؟ قال لا أستطيع, أنا فقير. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, هل تستطيع إنك تصوم 60 يوما؟ قال لا أستطيع, وأنا عارف أمسك نفسي في رمضان لما أصوم 60 يوم بعد رمضان شهر, لا أستطيع. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, فهل تستطيع إنك تطعم 60 مسكينا؟ قال أنا ما عنديش حاجة, ما فيش, تمام, ما فيش فلوس. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال له طب معلش ارتاح شوي, اجلس. ولم يؤنبه ويشتمه ولا يقول له أنت فاسق ولا أنت زنديق ولا, ما فيش. وجيء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بطبق فيه تمر, فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, خذه وتصدق به على المساكين. فقال الرجل, يا رسول الله, أو أتصدق به على من هو أفقر مني؟ فوالله ما بين لابتيها, يعني جنبي المدينة, من هو أفقر مني, أنا أفقر واحد. فتبسم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال, خذه فأطعمه أهلك, أكل أنت ومراتك, وفي رواية, وصوم يوما مكانه. خلاص انتهى الموضوع. So in this authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, I destroyed myself. I'm ruined. I'm doomed. So the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, what happened? Tell me. He said, I had sexual intercourse with my wife during the day of Ramadan. So the Prophet ﷺ said, can you free a slave? He said, no, I can't. I can't afford it. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, can you fast 60 days after Ramadan? He said, I can't. I couldn't control myself for 30 days in Ramadan. What about 60 days after? It's impossible for me. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, can you feed 60 poor people? He said, I can't afford it. I don't have money. Right? So the Prophet ﷺ said, okay, would you please sit a little bit, wait? Then a man brought a plate of dates to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulullah, this is for you. So the Prophet ﷺ called the man, come. He gave him the plate of dates and he said, give it to someone as sadaqah. The man said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm the poorest man in the world. We don't have any food in the house. So the Prophet ﷺ smiled and he said, okay, take it and eat it with your wife, but make up a day instead of that day after Ramadan. So he made it very easy for him. So the ruling, if someone has a relationship with their wife during the day of Ramadan, they need to follow the hadith, the 60 days, and so on and so forth. So what about al-ihtilam, a wet dream? Sometimes a person is sleeping during the day of Ramadan and they have a wet dream. Is their fasting valid? Yes, because you have no control. But what about someone during the day of Ramadan, he hugged or she hugged her husband or he hugged his wife and they got, you know, aroused and there was like ejaculation. Again, it is not intercourse. It is not intercourse in this case, then the person needs to make up one day after Ramadan. What about, I know this is a tough one, but we need to learn. Like a brother came to me a few years back and he said, you know, he is a, you know, miskeen, he is a weak Muslim. On the day of Ramadan, he saw a girl, a lady or something, he went home and he masturbated during the day of Ramadan. يعني عمل العادة السرية في نهار رمضان وهو صائم. And he thought that he had to fast 60 days after Ramadan. The ruling in this case, it just make up one day after Ramadan because it's not sexual intercourse with someone's wife in this case. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا ما علمنا أسأل الله من فضله. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. إن شاء الله بعض الأحكام السريعة المتعلقة بالصيام أمور لا تفسد للصيام. يعني مثلا الإنسان إذا استخدم المسواك أو الفرشة أو المعجون طالما أنه ما فيش شيء يدخل إلى الحلق، لأنه ورد في الأحاديث الكثيرة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يستخدم السواك في نهار رمضان. So a couple of questions about things that we do in the day of Ramadan. Do they invalidate the fasting or no? So the first thing, using a miswak during the day of Ramadan, or using a toothbrush and toothpaste, technically you shouldn't, because we know in the authentic hadith in Bukhari that the smell of your mouth while you're fasting is better in the sight of Allah than the smell of musk. But if your mouth starts to smell like, to give off a horrible smell, you start to smell like a dragon and you stand in salah and people are falling around you like they're collapsing, terrible smell, then in this case you can use the miswak, you can use the toothpaste and the toothbrush just to clean your mouth. There is nothing wrong. And the Prophet ﷺ used the miswak several times during the day of Ramadan while he was fasting. But make sure that when you use the toothpaste and the toothbrush that nothing goes inside. Sisters always ask, my husband says if you put more salt in my food in Ramadan, I will divorce you. Can I taste my, when I cook, can I taste the soup and the food? Yes, but make sure that you spit it out, you don't swallow it. It's very simple. What about the injections? Like, I have a problem, I need to take painkillers, injections in Ramadan, or insulin shots, and so on and so forth. Yes, you can use these shots, no problem. The drops in the nose, in the eye, in the ear, no one uses them for nutrition, so they are okay. So the ruling, these drops and these shots are okay during the day of Ramadan. Can I go to the doctor and, you know, do the fillings for my teeth? Yes. Also, can I give blood samples? And can I donate blood to someone or receive blood, a blood transfusion? They are okay during the day of Ramadan. And this is the chosen opinion. طيب مسألة مثلا صيام المريض. في نوعين من المرضى. في مريض مثلا يومين في رمضان عنده حمى تعبان واضطر انه ياخذ علاج، ولكن بعد يعني صحته تكون كويسه فيقضي الايام بعد رمضان. So if someone is sick in the day of Ramadan, they have a fever, they needed to take like painkillers, like pills, they needed to eat. So in this case, they break their fast, they make up the 2 days after Ramadan. But if someone has a chronic illness, like they are diabetic, or they have cancer, or they have brain tumor, they have to take medicine all the time, and the chances of them recovering is a slim chance. Like, they need medicine for a long period of time, or maybe till the end of their lives. So in this case, they don't have to fast at all. They feed a poor person per day, not fasted in the month of Ramadan. Pregnant sisters in the month of Ramadan, or those who are nursing, if they can't take care of their kids, no problem, they fast. If not, then they make up the days after Ramadan. They can fast in the winter time, Mondays, Thursdays, every week, with two intentions, making up the days and the sunnah of Mondays and Thursdays. Alhamdulillah, they get two rewards. There is another opinion, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, whenever his wife was pregnant, he would tell her, you don't have to fast in Ramadan and feed a poor person every day after Ramadan. You don't have to make up the days. And this is the opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Al-Musafir, it's up to them either to make up the days after Ramadan and break the fast in Ramadan or fast. The Sahaba did both, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't criticize any one of them. It's up to you. The last ruling, الحكم الأخير, هو ما يتعلق بالأطفال. يعني أولادك صغار عندهم 7-8 سنين. هل لازم يصوموا؟ معروف في الشرع أن الإنسان بيلتزم بأحكام الإسلام عند البلوغ. وما قبل ذلك من صلاة من سن 7 إلى 10 وكذا أو الصيام هو للتدريب فقط. So do your kids have to fast in Ramadan if they are 7, 10, 9 years old, 12, and so on and so forth? Anything they do before puberty, before they reach maturity, is just for training purposes. So the Prophet ﷺ said, ask or urge or bid your children to fast or pray at the age of 7 till the age of 12, and discipline them if they don't pray at the age of 10. This is for training. So when they hit puberty, it becomes part of their routine. And the same is true for fasting. They don't have to fast. They are welcome to fast for training. So they can fast 2 hours in the morning, khalas, then they eat. After a week of fasting 2 hours in the morning, they fast 3 hours, 4 hours. They can fast till dhuhr if they can, but don't force them, because the days are very long and it gets very hot in the summer. If they can, alhamdulillah. If they can't, then they can fast whatever they can. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the reward for our fasting and our salah and our sadaqah and zakah in this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins and give us the best in Ramadan, and to give us the best in Akhira. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم تقبل منا الصلاة والصيام وسائر الأعمال وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة